Water has always been a huge problem in Rajasthan in the northwest part of India, part of which is covered by the Thar Desert. In summer, temperatures can get as high as 50 degrees Celsius. In recent years, things have become worse. Drought and climate change impacts have forced many farmers to leave their homes and move away from the villages. But locals in Aporia village, southwest of the state capital Jaipur, have managed to survive, thanks to a sound management of natural resources. People have adopted innovative water conservation practices, adding improvisation and innovation to traditional knowledge. Restored pasture lands are now helping to retain monsoon rain for fertile soil. And it's also made the village happier, as Murali Krishnan reports.
It is morning in Laporia village and Lakshman Singh is talking to several sheep herders about chauka or dikes. Chaukas are square dikes that the villagers have dug in the fields in the past few years. The dikes are about 15 centimeters deep. They trap just enough water for farming and allow excess water to flow through. Dug about 2 meters apart, the chaukas form a series of interconnected water dikes with a gap left on one side so that there is a sustained flow of water from one chauka to another. Utilizing each drop of rainwater, the dikes replenish aquifers and also serve as drinking troughs for the village livestock. The embankments intercept the runoff rainwater and collect it at the down end of the bundit field. Bunds are small barriers that slow down water sheet flow on the ground surface and encourage groundwater recharge and soil moisture. During heavy rainfall, the water moves gradually from one chauka to another, which gives it more time to seep into the ground. The method was novel to the village when Lakshman Singh first came up with the plan almost a decade ago.
The dikes have been created according to the lay of the land, water availability, and how much water specific crops need. We know the importance of water and how the dikes need to be built. That is one reason why the village is happy.
It was Lakshman Singh who pushed for the turnaround in Laporia. He's a small man in his late 50s, but with a quick smile, big ideas, and a lot of energy. Born in Laporia, Lakshman Singh is neither a hydrogeologist nor an engineer, but he has dipped into the wisdom of traditional knowledge that helped folks in this parched land survive for years and harnessed it into a weapon that can outmaneuver drought. He traveled all over Rajasthan to learn more. 2 decades ago, things looked bleak for about 250 families living in Laporia. A crippling drought in the region forced many families in the region to give up their homes and animals and migrate. Some people had already left Laporia as well. But Lakshman Singh did not give up. He started a village association, the Gramina Vikas Navayuvak Mandal, and began educating the villagers about the importance of water conservation. At first, people were hesitant about Lakshman Singh's ideas. Some even felt this was a move to rob them of their lands. But they soon saw a positive effect of the improved water management. Today, everyone benefits from bumper harvests and increased incomes. And it's also brought the villagers closer together, says Vikram Singh. The young man in his 20s has seen the transformation of his village over the years.
The people of Laporia are so rational. They're doing small things for a big reason. You can feel it's like unity. Like, old village is my home, old village is my family. Many villages are copied from Laporia. They come to Laporia and learn for the peoples, for pasture land and for agriculture land. So that is a nice thing.
Rajasthan is the largest state in India and one of the most drought-prone areas, which has often pushed communities on the brink of collapse because of poor rainfall. But because everyone in Laporia helped, the village is now flourishing, even at times when the rest of the state is drought-stricken. Hundreds of water reservoirs have been dug. Villagers have also built ponds for irrigation and for livestock. Other reservoirs also catch rainwater for plants in the pastures. And hundreds of trees and shrubs have been planted. To ensure that the reservoirs remain clean, the villagers have placed community waste bins near all the water bodies. The resulting pasture land and ecosystem is incredibly diverse. There are now more than 30 types of grasses in the pastures, many of them with medicinal qualities, so the livestock's health is good. The biodiversity has also attracted many bird species, including some that are near extinct elsewhere in Rajasthan. Farmer Ram Karan is happy. He says he earns 2 times more with his cows than previously and sees everyone benefiting.
The village is flourishing. Trees are aplenty and villages are prospering. Every household has goats and cows, and villagers are drinking a lot of milk and even selling the excess. Look, even the wells are full of water, and we have never had to depend on the government.
The women too have contributed immensely. Anand Kanwar explains.
This village was in a bad way many years back, but a collective effort has managed to put this village back on the rails. Women also planted trees and cared for the livestock. Now we see the fruits of the development.
Shruti Devi says villagers are taking a cue from Laporia.
Women in other villages have begun to form self-help groups and committees to plant more trees and save their pastures. They are teaching their children to respect forests and trees.
The villagers have also been keeping track of the changing weather and climate in their region. They have obtained a small weather station and collect data on rainfall, humidity and wind velocity. The water table, biodiversity and other environmental parameters are measured regularly. The villagers also started a seed bank. The villagers also created some special sanctuaries, like a big open aviary in one of the pastures, and even a chuhagar, or a home for mice, because residents are aware of the importance of mice in the food chain. Mice trapped in village homes are brought to the chuhagar and fed there, so they have no reason to invade homes. Lakshman Singh says there are clear indications of a changed mindset. The idea, he believes, is spreading.
This model is being replicated in 58 other villages at the moment, and work is beginning in 2,000 other villages in the state. We want Rajasthan to be a model state so that people respect their land and take care of it. That is the only way forward.
Already, delegations from as far away as Afghanistan have come to Laporia to study its water conservation methods. This small village in rural India has become a beacon of hope in coping with the impacts of climate change and extreme droughts. Murali Krishnan, DW, Laporia, Rajasthan, India.